For WMRA News, I'm Kimberly Daggy. Tuesday marks the deadline to register to vote for the November election. Virginia's Redistricting Commission remains embroiled in controversy. A language professor at the University of Virginia receives $250,000 to help preserve two languages close to extinction. And Hope's Legacy Equine Rescue in Afton welcomes two more horses. This is the WMRA Daily for Tuesday, October 12th. Tuesday is the deadline for Virginians to register to vote in the November election. Voter information must be updated if someone has moved or changed their name. Virginians can register to vote on the Virginia Department of Elections website, that's elections.virginia.gov, by going to the local registrar's office or through the Department of Motor Vehicles. Virginia's Redistricting Commission remains embroiled in controversy. Members spent much of Monday's meeting discussing last week's meetings, as Virginia Public Radio's Nick Gilmore reports.
Two competing maps and key political differences about how they will handle Virginia's increasingly diverse population prompted three members to walk out of Friday's meeting. Those members, including co-chair Greta Harris, were back Monday. A good chunk of the meeting revolved around whether or not Harris and others had actually resigned. Here she is clarifying what went down.
My statement was I removed myself from the commission at this point. That was referencing that particular meeting, not to resign from the commission. Those words did not cross my lips.
The situation is just another issue commissioners are dealing with as they struggle to meet deadlines. The group was supposed to submit maps for the House of Delegates and State Senate Monday, but the group met virtually and therefore couldn't take any official votes, effectively missing that cutoff date. It's unclear what will happen with those maps, but if the commission fails to weigh in, the state Supreme Court will take over. Commissioners said they'll turn their focus to U.S. congressional maps, with that debate set to start Thursday. I'm Nick Gilmore.
A language professor at the University of Virginia has received a grant to preserve two languages edging closer to extinction. The Daily Progress reports that Allison Bigelow, an associate professor in UVA's Spanish, Italian, and Portuguese department, received a $250,000 grant from the National Science Foundation to help preserve the endangered Mayan languages of Quiche and Yucatec. The grant will help finance a joint project with Rafael Alvarado, associate professor in UVA School of Data Sciences, to examine advanced knowledge of endangered human languages. The grant will help Bigelow, Alvarado, and a team of indigenous scholars from Guatemala and Mexico to build a digital collection to host versions of the Popol Vuh. That text recounts the mythology and history of one Mayan culture in parts of Central America. It's considered an important link to understanding the unique cultural characteristics of the Mayan people. The project will allow users to interact with the text, compare translations, and explore an encyclopedic collection of additional information about the mythology. On Monday, the Virginia Museum of History and Culture officially celebrated Indigenous Peoples Day for the third year in a row. Dr. Sheila Elliott is a member of the Nottoway Tribe, which historically held land in southeastern Virginia. She is hopeful the Nottoway people can continue to share their history and cultural values, specifically around conservation and environmental protection.
A lot was taken away from us, but we still persevere. We're still here. We have a lot to give.
The Nottoway Tribe gained recognition from Virginia in 2006. They are currently working to get federal recognition. However, Elliott says generations of poor record-keeping in Virginia has made that process difficult. Hope's Legacy Equine Rescue recently welcomed their 89th and 90th intakes of the year. The organization rescued the two horses from neglect, as WMRA's Randy B. Hagee reports.
When I spoke with Maya Peru, she was still waiting to find out how the courts would rule on the case of Brady and Liesel, two horses she took in that had been seized from their owners by law enforcement in West Virginia. Peru runs the Hope's Legacy Equine Rescue in Afton.
What I've been told is that people had been calling animal control for several years, wanting something to get done about the conditions that they were living in and the condition of the animals.
Liesl is a laid-back bay mare in her 20s, and Brady is a black gelding who Prue thinks is in his teens. He's skittish, though, so she hasn't been able to do a comprehensive exam yet. He gave my recorder a very skeptical sniff when I approached. Assuming the judge prevents the horses from returning to their former home, Prue and her team will work on socializing him with the hope that someday he'll be adopted.
Once he is safe to handle. And he's not mean by any means. He's just, he's very fearful. Once he is settled a little bit more, then the next step would be to find a trainer to work with him. He's one that I think needs to go to a professional trainer versus our volunteers working with him.
As for Liesl,
it's just working on getting her weight up to where it needs to be and going ahead, and then we'll assess her, see if she's ever been ridden under saddle.
Prue has anywhere from 25 to 30 horses at any given time. The rescue is nestled in the gorgeous wooded hills of Albemarle County, not far from the Nelson County line. Prue founded the nonprofit in 2008 and moved 7 times while leasing various properties until purchasing their permanent home in 2017.
When we bought it, the house that's now our volunteer center, and there was a an old cow barn. We're the only structures on the property.
Now, the 172-acre property boasts 30 acres of fence pastures, shelters, and a medical barn. Up until last year, about half their horses came from law enforcement and half from owners voluntarily surrendering them.
We've taken in 92 horses so far this year, and 4 of them came from law enforcement, and all the rest have been owner surrenders. There's been a massive shift in where our horses are coming from. We're seeing a lot of older people with health issues, some job losses, or people having to move due to jobs and they can't take their horses with them.
That's also a big increase in their overall number of intakes. Last year they took in 76 and just 56 the year before. Thankfully though, adoptions have increased as well. They've already found good homes for 71 horses this year. When a horse is surrendered to Hope's Legacy by its owner, Prue said it typically just needs minor medical attention, like vaccines and hoof care. But if law enforcement had to get involved, it's often a starvation case. She trains her volunteers how to carefully feed those horses until their digestive systems are working properly again.
When they look at the feed instructions and I'm telling them to literally give this starving horse a cup of food, because they, you know, everybody else is getting food and by the scoop. And I'm like, no, I mean a literal cup, because that's all their body can handle at this point. Usually they can build up pretty quickly once you get their system going.
One such success story is a donkey named Donkey, a survivor of Peaceable Farm. In 2015, he and 80 other equines were taken from a so-called rescue in Orange County, where 7 horses were found dead and another 5 had to be immediately euthanized, as the Washington Post reported.
He was so emaciated and so weak that the vets almost euthanized him on site, but they decided to basically give him a shot and see if he could make it, and he did, and I absolutely fell in love with him. And he has his buddy Dolly. She's another permanent rescue.
Hope's Legacy paid off the property last year, so now they're looking to build a bigger intake barn to better treat horses that arrive in critical condition.
Knowing that the rescue owns this property free and clear, you know, it's the horses, and it will be a resource for them for years and years to come, makes me really happy. Having that stability and knowing that there's somewhere for them to go.
If you're interested in donating time or money to the horses, visit hopeslegacy.com to learn more. For WMRA News, I'm Randy B. Hagee.
For WMRA News, I'm Kimberly Daggy. Thank you so much for listening, and have a great day.